In 1980, there were only 500,000 people incarcerated in this country. Now that number has quadrupled to nearly 2.4 million. One out of every 100 American adults is in prison, the majority of them for nonviolent drug offenses. You know, the United States has 4% of the world's population, but yet we have 25% of the world's prisoners in this country. And a big part of the reason for that is ALEC. Starting in the 1980s, ALEC, with the sponsorship of, you know, the Corruptions Corporation of America.
And let me just remind people, ALEC is the American Legislative Exchange Council.
Yeah, the ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, started passing bills in individual states to privatize prisons. So now, there's prison companies that could make money by keeping people in prisons. So then ALEC, what they did after that, was they got states to pass tougher drug laws, tougher laws that would put prisoners away for a long time. In fact, one of the first bills introduced in 1995 by then Wisconsin State Representative Scott Walker was an ALEC bill, where he cited ALEC statistics, and he was an ALEC member, where he drew his inspiration. So they put a mass amount of people in jail, and then they created a situation where they could exploit that. And now what we're seeing is the incredible rise of prison labor, where you have prisoners making as much as 20 cents an hour, making everything from the electronic components and guided missiles that are being used in Libya, to breaded chicken patties that your children are eating at school, to maybe even these office chairs we're sitting in now. We have over 100,000 prisoners employed working for private corporations. And before the 1990s and ALEC, this did not occur in this country.